U.S. officials in Iraq say independent militias are a threat to stabilizing the country and won't be tolerated. But in Najaf, the scene of last month's car bombing that killed a leading Shiite cleric and scores of worshippers, the U.S. seems to be pursuing a strategy of accommodation with a militia known as the Badr Brigade. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Throughout the three-day funeral procession of Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim, men of the Badr Brigade toted guns, checked bags, and scanned the crowds for trouble. 2 days after Hakim was buried, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, said occupation policy is zero tolerance for independent militia forces. He said the U.S. is keeping a close watch on armed groups.
Americans are not turning a blind eye to any militias that are coming together in this country. We are keeping an eye on it, and if we identify those efforts ongoing, we will take action. We will take the right action.
The next day, men identifying themselves as Badr Brigade members were back at work in Najaf, carrying guns and watching the crowds attending Friday prayers. The chief U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, said they were cleared to be there.
The militias that were on the streets in Najaf were there with the full authority of the Coalition Provisional Authority and in full cooperation with the coalition forces.
He said the guards were not from one militia, but members of various groups. He did not name them. The Badr Brigade fought Saddam's regime as the military arm of a Shia political party, which spent years in exile in Iran. Yesterday, outside the Badr offices in Najaf, security official Abu Ali Asaid claimed the brigade was over as a fighting force.
The old regime has collapsed. Our goal at that time was to get rid of the old regime, but as soon as the old regime fell, there's no need for arms against the old regime because it's gone. Now we're trying to reconstruct the country, help provide means of developing the situation in Iraq.
Part of that is still providing security. Asaid warns that the Badr Brigade doesn't like the occupation, but he says it is working with the U.S. forces, going on raids together to track down Saddam's supporters. He also says the Americans have approved brigade members carrying weapons. This is a change from when the U.S. military first arrived and ordered the group to disarm. It appears a fragile cooperation. Nearby, at the grave of Ayatollah Hakim, workers are pouring cement for a shrine. Two guards say they're with the Badr Brigade, and they know nothing of authorization from the Americans. We work on our own, these men say. We have nothing to do with the U.S. forces. Right now, we're providing security. But if the policy of Badr returns to be a fighting force, we'll stick with them. There is at least one other major Shia armed organization in Iraq, and new ones could arise. One member of the U.S.-picked Iraqi Interim Governing Council suspended his membership just after Hakim's death to protest the lack of security. Mohammed Bar al-Ulom threatens to start his own militia if he has to.
The Kurds have militias in the north to defend themselves, and they have armed militias. Why do they have a right to provide security for themselves through their militias, while when the Shiites want to form their militias, you keep asking us why you form the militias, what's the purpose of the militias?
The U.S. is funding a special armed group to protect holy sites in Najaf. Officials say it's not a militia, but a practical response to the needs and requests of the community. In a country full of armed men with various loyalties, one U.S. strategy appears to be containing militias by accommodating them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.